okay, I'm starting to realize with my Amazon Prime and then the additional discount for podcasts, and I'm realizing like everything is literally like between three and some things like $15 cheaper. It's crazy. I don't know. I'm always wondering why I always see Amazon Prime. I'm like, what? Hello? No wonder. But literally, I was saying before with the discount I get, I cannot believe like the difference. I'm like, everything literally now that I'm buying, I literally feel like I'm doing an Amazon Amazon Prime commercial. Did I just plug them? I did. And you can find Amazon Audibles. For Yourself, My Journey podcast is available on Amazon Audibles. That's right. For your listening pleasure. Did I just plug Audibles? For Yourself, My Journey? Yes, I did. Yes. And the discount podcast on top of Prime. Most of my items are coming in next day, if not every 2 days. But I'm just going to say, I wish I would have come across this like, a long while ago. That's all I got to say. I finally got finished with what I wanted to get finished in the front of the property today. And all I got is like a little bit tomorrow to do and just a touch of something else to do and I'm done. And then it's the back of the property. The god-awful porch that got destroyed by the traveling group of people. That's all I'm going to say, that literally took $8,000 and ran. This will never be seen again. I'm just going to leave it there. It's not a joke. It was what, 4 years ago, 3 years ago? Not long enough ago. It literally, luckily, budgeting the money, this is old, it must have been 4 years ago, but ended up actually making out in the long run because I spent less money just doing it myself and taking the $8,000 hit, which is ridiculous. I don't even like to talk about it, but you know, it's a learning lesson, great learning curve about scam artists and people that are scammers, and well, learned a great lesson. But I'm excited, I'm getting everything finished, you know. Now I'm realizing, you know, I have to get into a routine with palliative care, with the medicine. And I was told, you know, you're gonna have to get into a system, because you know, your hospital care and your oncology and palliative care, or hospice care, to everyone you're on under, you know, they can direct you and, you know, prescribe you in a daily regimen, but all reality, everybody's pain is different. So your pain regimen is going to be different. I mean, it's literally, as I was told, every case is different. You know, some people have, you know, greater pain. And, you know, it took me many years to get under. Right from jump with oncology, I was told I need to go to pain management. I fought it. And I got to the point where this thing's so big, didn't grow back. It just grew again. You know, it was already, wasn't treated by oncology. They weren't able to... As I said, we're going to annihilate this tumor, and it didn't happen. So it shrunk it a little bit, and it's grown back bigger than it was before. So palliative care, pain management is a must. I would not be able to, be honest, I would not want to live with the pain. I came off of it, a couple months ago on my own, or a month ago. It's like the last time I tested out. You know, is the tumor pain still there? It was worse. And then when things go and break off the site, and you start getting other growths in that, you start feeling that pain too. And there's just no way in God's green earth I would want to live with that kind of pain without being under strict palliative care. So now it's just trying to find a regimen with everything, you know, on right now. And then back at the hospital, good Lord, it's right around the corner, with oncology and a hospital care and to go over medicine, and we're going to have to increase things again. I'm trying to get into like a daily regimen. It's hard because... the pain changes daily. And now I understand what they mean. You know, you may have to change things up from this day till, you know, then the next day, maybe day to day. It may be every other day. It may be every week. You have to change things up. And that's really where we're at. We're going to have to increase things again, which isn't good, but that's just progression of things. But I literally feel like this week has been a better week. I've been able to get a regimen. I literally, though, it's unfortunate, but you know, I say pharmaceutical-made energy is the only way I'm able to do things I'm able to do. That's the fact. Hardcore reality. When you have to rely on medicine for some serious, wicked-ass pain, like I said, I would never want to live with that kind of the kind of pain that I have when I tried just coming off everything. I did it on my own, and I lasted 3 days. That was it. And after the second day, it was pushing it. And I told them there's no way I could live with this kind of pain. And they get it. They understand, especially oncology, my original oncology group. As they said, you'll experience worsening of pain once this thing starts really coming back and it gets bigger than what it was when we first initially, you know, took you as a patient. And then when you get ascites and things and pockets of fluid and you get the deep bone aches and this stuff just gets nasty. It really does. It's just cells start breaking off. But I'm getting into, I felt like this week was a better daily regimen of pain, you know, management, and just trying to figure out when I need to take it and that. And today was like a better day. You know, I realized though too, when I start, things start wearing off really quick, and it usually does because the worsening of pain, the more you need, because you got, obviously when things progress, the pain gets worse. And that's a given, that's a truth. So I can kind of now, I know the symptoms and signs when I'm like, okay, I need to take this now. As I was told, don't wait. Oncology said, don't wait. Pain management, palliative care is like, don't wait until the pain is 50% back and then start taking something, you know, taking another dose, because it's going to take a while, you know, because now you got to control the 50% of pain you got back on top of getting where you were before. So it's just a constant flow. They try to change things. There was a medication, a couple of them, and a secondary one that was not going to be covered through any insurance plan. I have two, and try to see, we'll revisit that next visit and see. And it's a one dose, so it's a constant flow throughout the day. The problem is they don't carry it in pharmacies, and it'll be something that have to be made again through the drug manufacturer, pharmaceutical company, and then delivered to whichever pharmacy, and then I'll have to pick it up. But for those asking, you know, that's really where it's at. This is common. You know, what patients go through when things progress with tumors, you know, it's common when you don't realize, you know, what they say, annihilate, obliviate it, the tumor didn't happen and it just it was stagnant, you know, just kind of hung out. It shrunk a little bit. I had, you know, my blessing that first year was great. I was able to travel and I got a lot of vacation time in, and I'm so thankful that I went on trips and I, you know, planned everything and took vacations. And it's like, I feel like I said, I got everything on my system. I feel throughout my lifetime, I've done everything I've wanted to. I've pretty much attended every concert I think I've wanted to. I feel fortunate and blessed to be able to say that. Maybe a couple concerts here and there, but other than that, I just have no need or desire. I have definitely embraced slowing things down, 80% slowing it down, and peace and calm, and just focusing on myself. And that's a first in my life. You know, because I've always been in a serious, committed relationship, and I'm realizing I don't have to be in anything like that. I can still be in a relationship, but not to the extent where I was literally putting them before me, and then I lost myself every single time, and that's not healthy. Learned through therapy, it's just not healthy at all. That's an empath side that we need to get rid of, and I definitely have done major swift changes, that's for sure. Like I said before, you shouldn't have to have a relationship. You should want a relationship to complement you. I would like to have one. I don't need one. It's not a must, a necessity. It would complement, you know, be nice to have somebody, you know, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, you don't need to be in a serious committed relationship in your life. And sometimes you just need to take a year or 2 years or whatever time you need just to focus on you, yourself, number one in life, you know, your kids. You know, for your single women out there or single men. You know, when you have your kids full-time or your fur babies, you have fur babies, they're full-time too. You know, focus on yourself. Enjoy new hobbies. Enjoy things that you enjoy, you know, doing and you always have. For oncology patients, things change. We can't do the things we once were able to do. I keep going to the garage and I keep looking at my, you know, it's a beach cruising bike is what it is. It's just a larger bike, larger tires than that for cruising and biking. And I just keep looking at it like, you know, will I ever be able to do it again? Should I try it? Should I be able to? And every time I'm thinking, like, should I try it? And my common sense says, logical side, you know, if you lost your damn mind, that would probably not be good. Especially the tumor is located and you're using, you know, your lower body to bike, it's probably going to be bad. Depending where the medicine's at, you may not be able to feel the pain anyway, but you're going to probably pay for it the next day. But you just keep looking at it like, you know, maybe one day, you know, I'm back to the optimistic side. I embrace 50-50, pessimistic, optimistic, maybe one day. There's no way I could use the bike rack that I've had, you know, over the years. It'd be too much for me to put on back of the vehicle. But you know, sticking with some kind of vehicle. And that there are newer ones out there and they're really lightweight, and I don't know, you know, you just never know. But you know, you can't lose yourself as an oncology patient and count everything out. You know, it's good to try things again that you weren't able to do maybe last year, last month, last, you know, last couple weeks. There's nothing wrong with trying, because everything is really trial and error. Pain evolves, it grows and it changes and advances, and that's the truth. But I'm damn fortunate to be able to work with my specialists and be able to find a regimen that works now. It's just trying to find the time frame throughout the day to get a little bit of consistency daily and not too extreme of this time and then all the way this time to take this and all the way this time, and that's not gonna work for me, because then you're up and down like a yo-yo. That makes you feel like hell. Now it's at the point where the regimen is a pretty constant flow, but there are those days that the pain's really, really, really great. And sometimes it feels like no matter what you take is taking the edge off. And I realized that, you know, we're gonna have those days. So now it's finding something for, they call breakthrough pain oncology, palliative care, and even hospice care. Patients who understand, respect what I'm saying, and breakthrough pain. When you still have pain, no matter what you're taking, no matter what regimen, and it's common. So, I mean, every patient I was told experiences that. But I'm just gonna say, I mean, this has been a pretty good week this week, and I've got things accomplished, and I have a list, and there's been days where I have not been able to attend to things. I had a sick, very sick fur baby this week, and it was just like a whole day of not being able to do anything but attending, you know, to him, making sure he's okay. If I had human kids, and they have a day where something's with their health serious, and you drop what you're doing as a human parent or parents, and you attend to your child or children, that's your responsibility. That's for life. Once again, I'm going to say, if you're not ready to understand responsibility, take on that responsibility, then you may want to postpone and think before you bring a child or children in the world. It's the most selfless, as my trauma therapist says, the most selfless act that anyone can take on, you know, as a role, but it's for life, you know, and you have to be responsible as a parent or parents. And if you have a sick baby or sick infant, sick child, and, you know, something that's chronic, you have to remember that chronic illness progresses, you know, as you get older. There are some conditions where you can outgrow it, not a good percentage. We're talking about serious issues. As a parent or parents, if you, once again, if you are cannot be attentive and responsible and know that that's going to be a lifetime commitment, then you need to place hands of a child or children in the responsibility of somebody else that can be responsible and attentive and give a child or children their best life while they're dealing with chronic illness, no matter what that is. That doesn't have to be cancer. It could be anything. Just passing it and, you know, forward. You want to do that, okay? Don't make a child suffer and not be attentive and not keep up on their health, because that will affect them throughout their lifetime, and it gets worse when they get in their adulthood, and that's a fact, period. So please, you know, reevaluate. You know, it's a possibility. It always is if you're having children, to have a baby or a child and end up with something chronic and it's a lifetime. You understand that that's a real reality, and if you're not ready, then you're not ready to be a parent, period. So I cannot wait, share some photos of things I've done, but just keeping busy, I think, is really the thing. It's keeping focused, keeping your mind busy, always thinking logically. It's not to say you can't have emotion, but once you get out of the emotional stage of everything in life, which I have, and that's in my past now, I'm in logic, you know, logical thinking, and that's been for a while. I'm moving forward, you know, and taking on new hobbies, but as well, as I said, you never know what you're going to be able to try or maybe do again. And this is for oncology patients, you know. You don't know unless you try. So don't be afraid to try. And don't be upset with yourself or take it hard if you still can't do something that you used to love. You know, it is not your fault for what you are dealing with your health, especially with oncology. And if you've gone through treatments, it's not your fault. So please don't blame yourself. You know, you cannot control your health. Period. No one can. It's impossible, you know. But what you can do is do your best to live your best life. Don't be afraid to go under hospital care, whether you choose palliative or hospice when things deem terminal and treatments didn't work and the tumor didn't go away and things are progressing, advancing. Don't be afraid of those words. Hospice is not an instant, you know, you're going to pass away. There are people like the president who have been on hospice for long periods of time, as well as palliative care. Please understand and educate yourself with a specialist of the difference between palliative care and hospice care. Both are considered comfort care. And by all means, please stay away from toxicity, toxic people, negative energy, people that are not supportive of you, people that cannot give you emotional support. It doesn't matter if it's on a totem pole or a family member. It does not matter. Please stay away from those that are not supportive, that are not there for you, they're not providing you what you need, you know? Don't be afraid for selfish season. That means focusing on number one, don't forget you. Amen.